亲爱的奉献者们，大家晚上好。今天是2020年11月6日，星期五。我们今天又非常非常荣幸地邀请到了我们深爱者的阿叔 Krishna Balabhadev Prabhu，我们继续讲述伟大的 Mahabharata，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyacha Kripa Sindubhyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jia Jia Wan An. So we have been narrating the Mahabharata, understanding that the main focus is Krishna, even though is not yet manifest.
那我们一直在讲述 Mahabharata， 而且我们有这样一个理解，就是我们的聚焦的焦点呢，应该是 Sri Krishna。虽然 Sri Krishna 到现在为止还没有出场。
All these personalities, some acting as good people, some acting as evil people, and some acting as his devotees, they all play a very important role in Shila in Krishna's。Drama.
现在目前为止出场的所有这些人呢，他们有些呢是好人，有些呢好像是挺邪恶的人，有些人呢又是 Krishna 的奉献者。但是所有的这些人物呢，在 Krishna 的这场大戏里面都扮演着很重要的角色。
And they are all going to be benefited by being part of this drama stage by Krishna.
而且呢。他们就是由于在 Krishna 的这场大戏中扮演的角色，他们都会获得益处。
When Krishna comes or his incarnation comes, he comes to establish the codes of religion.
当 Krishna 前来，或者是 Krishna 的化身前来的时候呢，他都是为了要建立起宗教的法典。
And all we see so many incarnations previously came and established the Dharma for a particular age.
那我们也知道在我们已经看到了在不同的这个年代主 Krishna 的不同的化身降临，然后呢在这个年代建起他的大法。
Usually in Kali Yuga there is no particular Dharma.
但是呢通常在卡利年代呢是没有一个特定的 Dharma 的。
Because nobody, everybody is very fallen in the age of Kali.
因为在卡利年代，基本上所有的人都是非常堕落的。
But Krishna came in the previous age, in the end of the previous age, to set down, to set up the Dharma that would be propagated in Kali Yuga.
但是呢，在卡利年代之前的这个年代呢 ，Krishna 他来了，并且呢，他为这个卡利年代。可以去这个奉行的这个大法先做了一番安排。
But this is a very rare occasion.
但这是很罕见的情况。
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he laid down the foundation for the Dharma that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would propagate all over the world.
Sorry, so Krishna is in the...
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita laid out the foundation of the Dharma that would be propagated by himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world in the Kali Yuga.
Okay. 那么 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面所铺垫，就是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面设立了这个 Dharma 的一个基础。那么这个基础呢，在卡利年代的时候呢，由 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来，并且大肆的宣扬了这个 Dharma。
And that's Prema Dharma, the loving devotional service to Krishna.
那么这个 Dharma 呢是 Prema Dharma, 是对主 Krishna 的充满了爱的奉爱服务。
And actually is our Sanatana Dharma, our eternal Dharma.
那事实上这是我们的 Sanatana Dharma, 是我们永恒的 Dharma, 是我们永恒的职分。
Because we are by constitution eternal loving servants of Krishna.
因为我们原属的这个位置呢，就是主 Krishna 的充满了爱的仆人。
So all the events in the Mahabharata are leading to that particular moment where Krishna is going to speak Bhagavad Gita and establish the Sanatana Dharma.
所以说呢，在 Mahabharata 里面所发生的所有的这些事情，都是为了要导致。最终 Sri Krishna 要讲述薄伽梵歌。那么这薄伽梵歌呢，它所就是薄伽梵歌它其实就是我们的 Sanatana Dharma, 是我们永恒的 Dharma。
So many of these personalities that we are hearing about now, we're going to see them appearing in Srimad Bhagavatam.
那我们现在所听到的很多的这些人物呢，我们在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面也都会见到他们。
We're going to hear about Kunti.
比如说在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面，我们会听到关于 Kunti 皇后的信息。
Very beautiful prayers of Mother Kunti in Srimad Bhagavatam.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛里， Kunti 母亲献上了非常美妙的祷文。
When we hear about Arjuna, Maharaj Yudhisthira.
我们在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面也将聆听到关于 Arjuna 和 Yudhisthira Maharaj 的信息。
We're going to hear about Arjuna's grandson, Parikshit Maharaj, hearing Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami.
我们在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面也会听到 Arjuna 的孙子 Parikshita 王从 Srila Shukadeva Goswami 那里聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛。
You're going to hear about Bhishma Deva giving very, very, very important instructions to all the leaders of society through Yudhisthira Maharaj.
那我们也将在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面听到 Bhishma Deva 他通过向 Yudhisthira 王的讲述来给予世界整个这个社会里面的所有的领袖们的很重要的教导。
We're going to hear many beautiful teachings of Vidura about the process of devotional service.
那我们也将在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面听到很多的由维杜拉所讲述的关于奉爱服务程序的教导。
So, Srimad Bhagavatam is just an expansion of the Mahabharata where the devotion to Krishna is more relevant, is more expressed.
那么圣典薄伽瓦坛呢，它其实就是 Mahabharata 的一个扩展，但是在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面呢，是更加详细的解说了关于对 Krishna 的奉爱服务这个话题。
In the Mahabharata, we are hearing mainly about the basic foundation that we need to acquire in order to develop loving devotion for Krishna.
那么在 Mahabharata 里面呢，只不过是搭建起了这么一个基础。那么通过这个基础呢，使我们知道我们需要去探寻关于对 Krishna 的奉爱服务的信息。
So through the behavior, the activities of all these personalities who play in this drama of Mahabharata, we're gonna hear what is what is proper, what is improper, and what is transcendental.
所以说呢，在 Mahabharata 这场大戏里面的所有这些人物的行为举止呢，使我们就会了解到什么样的行动是恰当的，什么样的行动是不恰当的，什么样的行动是超然的。
So don't be too much involved, or don't pay too much attention, or be too much attached to the historical details.
所以说呢，请大家不要太过于的去纠结，或者是去依附这些历史上的很细节的信息。
It's not just a story.
因为这不仅仅是一个故事。
It's a teaching. It's a very important teaching for humanity.
这是对人类的一部非常重要的教导。
So Krishna just uses the means of the story with many, many incidents, very captivating incidents, just to capture the minds of people in Kali Yuga like us, who are very, very distracted and need something to really motivate them to pay attention.
那因为在卡利年代的我们呢，是很容易被所有的事情让我们分神的，所以 Krishna 呢就需要用这些很迷人的所有的这些事件来抓住我们的注意力，抓住卡利年代的人的注意力。
So, and Mahabharata is not a story or history of India.
所以说 Mahabharata 它并不是关于印度的历史，或者是讲述印度的故事。
It is the history of humanity that we belong to.
那么 Mahabharata 它其实讲述的是我们所属于的人类的进程。
So what these personalities we are hearing about are our ancestors.
所以说呢，我们所听到的所有的这些人物的信息呢，都是我们的祖先。
Because now we have embraced this Sanatan Dharma, this path of Sanatan Dharma, so we belong to this family lineage.
因为我们现在呢，因为接受了这 Sanatana Dharma, 就是这永恒的直分的这条路径，所以说呢，我们是属于这个家庭的。
But so in the previous chapter, the chapter we just finished last time, it was about the birth of the Pandavas, a very special birth of the Pandavas.
那在上一次讲述中呢，我们刚刚结束了一章。那么这一章呢，讲述的是关于 Pandava 兄弟们的很特别的降生。
They were born from Kunti. Three of them were born from Kunti.Who was an exalted devotee of Krishna, and their fathers were demigods, very very great demigods.
那么这潘多瓦五兄弟里面有三兄弟呢，都是由昆蒂皇后所生。那么昆蒂皇后本人呢，就是主 Krishna 的一位非常伟大的奉献者。那他们的父亲呢，都是很了不起的半神人们。
Yudhishthira, born from Yamaraj.
Yudhishthira Maharaj 呢是由 Yamaraj 所生。
The dharmic ruler who understands properly the dharma.
那他是统治者，而且呢，他能非常恰当的理解 dharma。
We hear about Bhima was born from Vayu, the demigod of the wind.
那我们也听到了 Bhima 呢是由 Vayu 王所生，也就是由半神人中的风王所生。
Arjuna born from the king of heaven, Indra.
然后 Arjuna 呢是由天地之王 Indra 所生。
These are all powerful demigods, devotees of the Lord.
这些呢都是孔武有力的半神人们，他们都是主的奉献者们。
So usually we don't pay much attention to demigods and we don't worship demigods.
那通常来说呢，我们是不会把我们的注意力放在半神人的身上，我们也不会崇拜半神人。
Yes, we don't need to worship the demigods because we are worshiping Krishna, and by worshiping Krishna, we automatically please very much all the demigods.
我们的确是不需要, 单独的崇拜半神人, 因为我们崇拜 Krishna, 当我们在崇拜 Krishna 的时候呢, 也就同时取悦了半神人们。
But we have great respect for the demigods because they are acting. They are very important. They have very important roles in the Lord's administration of the material creation.
但是呢，我们对于半神人们是心怀极大的敬意的，因为他们在于整个物质创造的管理中呢，是处于就是他们都承载着很重要的任务的。
And they all play a very important role, some more than others, but they all play a very important role in the administration of this cosmic manifestation.
而且呢，他们在这宇宙的展示中呢，都扮演着很重要的管理的角色。可能有的半神人比另外其他的半神人呢地位要更加的重要一些。Many
of the demigods are great devotees of the Lord.
大部分的这些半神人们呢，都是主的很伟大的奉献者。They
are all devotees of the Lord because without being devotees of the Lord, they cannot occupy such a post of demigod.
那么他们其实都是主的奉献者，因为如果他们要不是主的奉献者的话，他们也根本就不可能处在半神人的位置上。Many
of them may be still very materialistic with materialistic tendencies, but some of them are very great pure devotees.
那可能有些人呢，就有些半神人呢，他们依然还是有物质的倾向，但是大部分的奉献人呢，就大部分的这些半神人们呢，都是主的很纯粹的奉献者。Some
time ago, I don't remember was Mataji that always asked many questions. I don't remember her name. I forgot her name. Perhaps you remember. There was one Mataji was asked many questions, very nice questions, and she asked about how is it possible that Yamaraj became the father of Yudhisthira when Yamaraj had been cursed to take birth as Vidura.
Because many devotees ask the questions, I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly who is asking. Maybe Yamuna Priya Mataji.
Whoever
it was. 因为妈妈记就问了这样一个问题，阿叔说他记不住这位妈妈记的名字了，但是呢，他经常会问出非常好的问题。那他的问题就是说，因为就是这个维多拉，sorry，阿叔，the question again, could you say it again?
How come Yamaraj became the father of Yudhisthira if Yamaraj had been cursed to take birth in this planet as Vidura?
Yeah. 因为Yamaraj他受到了诅咒，然后呢，他以Vidura的这个身份呢降临在这个地球，那他怎么可能又同时又成为Yudhisthira王的父亲呢？
The way to understand this, there is no contradiction. The way to understand this is to first understand that Yamaraj or Brahma or Indra or Vayu, these are posts. They are not the names of the personalities who occupy those posts. It's just posts. Minister of the wind, minister of the sun, minister of this, minister of order, punishment. So Yamaraj is a post. It's not, that post can be occupied by any particular demigod or any pious person that can be appointed to that post by the Lord.
那这个呢是不矛盾的。首先我们要理解一件事情，就是像主 Brahma 或者天帝 Indra 或者是瓦语王，就是所有的这些 就是所有的这些王位，它其实都是一个职位，它并不是一个特定的人。那么任何一个人或者任何一位办事人，他都有可能让自己处在这个职位上。
So we hear, we are then by the post they occupy, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, Lord Vayu, Yamaraj, but these are posts.
所以呢，我们就会听到有主 Shiva, 主 Brahma, 还有主 Vayu, 或者
Shiva, no, Shiva is different.
那主 Brahma, 主 Vayu, 还有就是Yamaraj, 就是所有的这些王位，它都是一个王位，它都是一个位置。主希瓦不算，主希瓦是另外一个方。
Like ministers in the government, a minister of defense, minister of health, minister of education, these are posts.
那么他们都好像是一个政府里面的部长的职位一样，比如说卫生部部长啊，或者是教育部的部长啊，国防部部长啊。
So the same when the personality occupied the post of Yamaraj commit offense against this great sage and was cursed to take birth as Vidura, the post of Yamaraj was occupied by Ariyama, another demigod.
那所以说呢，就是当这位Yamaraj 他就是处在这个 Yamaraj 王位的这个人，他冒犯了那位伟大的圣人，所以说呢，他才会得到这个诅咒，然后呢，以宿者的这个身份降临于世。但是这会儿呢，又由另外一位半神人又接管了 Yamaraj 的位置。
阿里亚玛
这位半神人。
阿里亚玛，yes。So when Kunti chanted the prayer for Yamaraj, it means was the personality occupying that post as Yamaraj at that time.
所以说呢，当 Kunti 妈妈她在念诵她这个曼陀罗的时候，呼唤来的就是当时在 Yamaraj 王位上的那个人物。
So.There is no contradiction. That personality that was Yamaraj before was cursed to take birth as Vidura, and somebody else occupied the post. Ariyama occupied that post of Yamaraj, and he probably was who became the father of Yudhishthira Maharaj.
所以说呢，这之间是不矛盾的，就是做了冒犯的这位 Yamaraj 呢。他就被诅咒，然后呢来到了地球，成了苏哲的 Vidura。 但是呢 Yamaraj 这个位子是不会空着的，他就会被另外一位半神人顶上去，就是 Ariyama 给顶上去了。那也许可能当时 Kunti 母亲他所呼唤来的就是 Ariyama 作为了就是 Yudhishthira Maharaj 的父亲。
So we don't hear is Ariyama the father, we just hear is Yamaraj, but Yamaraj is a post.
那所以说呢，我们在这里面听到这个 Ariyama 是 Yudhishthira 王的父亲，然后呢，他是 Yamaraj, 那么这个 Yamaraj 在这儿呢，他是一个王位，他是一个位置，一个职位。
So that's why I'm saying, do not become so attached to these historical details to try to understand all these historical details, because even though they are interesting and they have a certain importance, they are not the most important in this thread of events that are constitute the Mahabharata.
那所以就是为什么我就说呢，我们大家不要太过于的去纠结于这些历史上的小的这些事件的这些细节，因为虽然他们是挺有意思的，而且呢也是挺重要的，但是呢它并不是就是最就它并不是最主要的这个地方，而且呢它并不是就是它的构成性的位置的状态。
s So we heard how Pandu, through the blessing of the blessings that Kunti had received from Durvasa Muni, he could have children on a womb of his two wives, Kunti and Madri, without having to have a sex relationship with them.
所以我们也听到了潘度听说呢，昆提王后他从杜尔萨穆尼那里得到了这个祝福，那么他就可以不需要和他的两位妻子有这样的性上的关系，就能够有下一代。Because
he had been cursed that he could not have a loving relationship with anyone, otherwise he would die immediately.
因为他当时呢得到了这样一个诅咒，这个诅咒就是他不可能和他的任何一位妻子有鱼水之欢，否则的话呢，他将立刻毙命。Because
he killed a couple of deer that were in having in some sex interaction, and actually this couple of deer were two sons of rishis, a son of Rishi with his wife. were having affairs together, but in a form of deer, because as human beings they could not engage in this type of illicit sex.
因为当时呢，他射死了一对正在进行欢乐的，就是这个性事欢乐的一对鹿。那么这对鹿呢，他们其实并不是真正的鹿，他们是一个圣人的儿子和他的妻子。 那就是由于他们出于人类的这个新身形的时候呢，他们是不可能去进行鱼水之欢的，所以说呢，他们把自己给展现成了鹿的这个形象来做这件事情。但就在他们做这件事情的时候呢，潘度把他们给射死了，所以呢，他在死之前就诅咒了潘度。So
they cursed the son of Rishi before dying. He said, The same fate will happen to you if you have intercourse with somebody, you will die at that time.
所以说呢，在这位圣人他在临死之前呢，他就诅咒了潘度，说，那这样的同样的这个情景也会发生在你的身上。如果你要是和任何人有这样的鱼水之欢的话，那么你立刻就会毙命。
So that's why he had no sex intercourse with Kunti or Madri.
对呢，他就没有办法和昆蒂皇后或者是 Madri 同房。
He had suggested that maybe a great Brahman, a great Rishi, a great sage could fecundate them, could give them children, because that was accepted, like Vyasadeva, you know, gave children to in a womb of Ambika and Ambalika, and it was not his wife's.
那所以呢，他就建议说呢，请一位伟大的婆罗门或者是伟大的圣人来帮助他们，来为他们来繁衍这个后代，因为在当时呢是可以这么做的。就比如说像是Sri Vyasadeva就让 Ambika 和 Ambalika 受孕了，但是他们就是这个 Ambika 和 Ambalika 并不是 Sri Vyasadeva 的妻子。
So this was a suggestion of Pandu, and then at that time Kunti revealed the blessing she had received from Durvasa Muni, that she could summon any particular demigod to give her a child.
对呢，就当潘度王向他们来提出这样的建议的时候呢，昆提皇后就向他告知了。 说他曾经从多萨穆尼那里得到了这样一个祝福，就是他可以呼唤任何一位半神人来和他一起生孩子。Later
on, after Kunti had the three children and Madri, using the same blessing of Kunti, you know, that Kunti imparted to her the mantras, and Madri also gave birth to twin children.
所以就当昆蒂皇后以这样的方式生下三个孩子以后呢，玛吉也以同样的这个方式，昆蒂皇后把她的曼陀罗传授给了玛吉，然后玛吉用这个曼陀罗呢生下了一对双胞胎。That
was Nakula and Sahadeva.
那么这对双胞胎兄弟呢是 Nakula 和 Sahadeva。
So with Yudhisthira, Bhima, and Arjuna, the five, because they were recognized children or accepted children of Pandu, they became known as the five Pandavas.
所以呢，和尤迪士蒂尔，还有Bhima和Arjuna一起呢，就成了这五个孩子。那由于呢，这五个孩子呢都被潘度承认是他自己的孩子，所以说呢，这五个孩子就被称为是五兄弟，潘达瓦五兄弟。So
later on, Pandu, in a very particular situation, he lost a little control of himself and he wanted to embrace Madri and have intercourse with her, and he died at that time because of the curse.
那后来呢，潘度王他在一次失去了一点点控制，那他那次情况下呢，他就想要拥抱Madri，并且呢想和Madri一起，使得一切的重任全部都落在了Yudhisthira的肩上。
So Gandhari, actually, she became very angry became very angry because her child was not the firstborn.
那 Gandhari 由于自己的孩子不是长子出生的，所以呢，使得她非常的愤怒。
And for 2 years she was pregnant. She was not given birth, and she thought that the blessing of Vyasadeva told her that she would give birth to 100 children. He thought this blessing was not going to happen, so she became very angry and struck her womb. Very angry.
那她呢，因为一怀孕就怀孕了2年，这孩子都生不出来，所以她就很生气，她就觉得虽然Vyasadeva给她的祝福，说她可以生下100个孩子的这个祝福呢，将不会实现。
So she gave actually, by beating her womb, she gave birth to a lump of flesh, a big lump of flesh.
那么她在捶打自己的子宫的时候呢，就使得她生下了一堆血肉。
At that time, Vyasadeva came and told her that his blessing was not in vain, so it was true. She would be given birth to 100 children. So he told her to split this ball of flesh, to split into 100 parts and put each part in a pot of ghee, and eventually they would become babies.
然后这会儿呢，Srila Vyasadeva就出现在了他的面前，对他说呢，就是他的这个祝福并不是无中生有的。 实际上是可以被兑现的，所以呢，就对他说呢，要把这一碗的血肉分成100份，然后把这100份呢放在装着酥油的罐子里，然后最后呢，在罐子里的这些酥油，就是装在这个酥油罐子里面的这些血肉，会由100个孩子这样生存降生出来。So
these were the first babies who were born outside of the womb. Like now they can do that. If the womb of the mother is not good, they can take the seed and make the seed grow outside of the womb of the mother. What do you call that? In vitro? I don't know I don't remember the name. Yeah. So this was the first case.
那么实际上呢，这就是咱们现在比较流行的试管婴儿的前身。 那么现在的母亲如果要是没有办法通过自己的子宫生孩子，用这种试管婴儿的方式来生，那这就是他的前身。So
the environment of the womb is created outside. So Vyasadeva with his mystic power just ask her to put each lump into a bowl, a cup of ghee, and eventually they came out as babies.
然后，Srila Vyasadeva就用他的玄秘力量，使Gandhari呢把所有的这些血肉呢就分在100个装着酥油的罐子里，然后最终呢这些婴儿们就从这罐子里面出生了。
And one after another, the 100 children were born.
所以这一百个孩子呢，就一个接一个的降生了。
The first was Duryodhan.
那第一个孩子就是 Duryodhan。
He actually took birth at the same time as Bhima took birth from the womb of Kunti Maharani.
那么当 Kunti Maharani 在生 Bhima 的时候，也就是 Duryodhan 降生的时候。
So they were the same age.
所以说 Duryodhan 和 Bhima 他们两人的岁数是一样的。
But when Duryodhana was born, there were many inauspicious signs all over the world.
但是呢，当 Duryodhana 降生的时候呢，在整个世界上都出现了好多的不吉祥的征兆。
It was a very bad astrological arrangement at that time.
所以在当时呢，有非常的不吉祥的星象的安排。
Like now this year, 2020, is a very inauspicious year.
那比如说，就像咱们今年的这2020年，就是一个非常不吉祥的一年。
Materially speaking, because there's an influence of planets who are very inauspicious, like Ketu, and what is the other one? Rahu. Rahu and Ketu. Are two astrological planets who are very, very inauspicious. Rahu is actually the head of a demon. It's a planet. That's the one who creates the eclipse of the moon and eclipse the sun. So they are very inauspicious. So the influence of these planets are very, very strong during this year. That's why so many bad things are happening all over the world.
那它之所以就是从物质的角度上来讲呢，今年是非常的不吉祥的一年的原因呢，就是由于这些不吉祥的星球的影响，比如说像黑土星宿，还有就是 Rahu 星宿。
Hetu and Rahu。
就是 Hetu 和 Rahu。那么这个 Rahu 呢，它是恶魔。Sorry, Ashu, Rahu
is the head of a demon. Is the head of a demon.
Okay.OK, 这个 Rahu 呢，它是恶魔的头。那么所以说呢，就这个，所以呢，这个星宿呢，它是非常的不吉祥的。但是呢，它呢，就这个黑土和 Rahu 呢，它就影响了整个我们的这个世界。所以说呢，就使得这2020年它就有很多很多的不吉祥的征兆，有很多不吉祥的事情发生。
Yes, particular timings, particular moments are influenced by particular.Planets, and some planets are auspicious, some planets are very inauspicious. So sometimes it's very inauspicious, like the time of the birth of Duryodhan, the astrological arrangement was very inauspicious.
那所以说呢，就每一个时间，每一个时刻，它都是由不同的星宿在影响着。那有的时候呢，这个影响是吉祥的，有的时候这影响是不吉祥的，有的时候呢是非常的不吉祥的。比如说当Duryodhan他在降生的这个时刻呢，就是非常不吉祥的时刻。而且呢就是从星
of course.
而且从星象的安排上来说呢，就非常的不吉祥。
Of course, this astrological arrangement should not disturb devotees and does not disturb the demigods. That's why Bhima was not affected by that because he was born from a demigod.
但是这些星象的影响呢，它就不会影响到奉献者，它也不会影响到半神人。所以说呢，为什么当 Bhima 降生的时候他就没事儿？因为 Bhima 他是由半神人所生。
So we certainly, because we are not pure devotees, we are not yet very much fixed in devotional service, so we have to be careful because we can be affected by material circumstances. But if you take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of the holy name, certainly we'll be protected from any evil influence.
那因为我们呢，这个还没有成为纯粹的奉献者，而且呢，我们对于奉爱服务呢，也都不是处于非常稳定的状态。所以说呢，我们就是会被一些物质的事物所影响的。所以呢，我们一定要非常小心。但是如果我们要是非常坚定的，非常坚定的让自己处于 Krishna 的保护之下的话，那我们就不会被任何的物质的情况去影响。
Srila Prabhupada tells the story that happened in his time when he was young, that in Calcutta was a great famine because bad things happening, and was a war, and people were starving because of not having enough food. But he said he and all the devotees had always sufficient food, even ghee and spices, all everything required to eat a good meal they had.
那舒拉帕帕就说，当他在年轻的时候呢，当时由于各方面的这个原因，比如说有战争啊，还有一些其他事情的这个影响呢，使得就在印度产生了饥荒。那很多人呢都没有食物，但是舒拉帕帕说，他以及这些奉献者们永远都有充足的食物，包括各种各样的香料啊，还有包括酥油啊，都是有充足的提供的，他们总是有饱饭吃。
So after King Pandu died, then Kunti and Madri, without having their husband, the great sages in the forest, they got together and discussed about what would be their future and the future of their sons.
所以说呢，当潘度王去世之后呢。Madri 和昆提皇后他们就成了寡妇，然后呢，他们自己带着这个孩子，已经没有丈夫的保护了。所以当时僧林里面的这些圣人们呢，他们都聚集在一起探讨着，那他们将来何去何从呢
？So the sages in the forest they decided that would be better.For the two mothers and the children to go back to Hastinapur and be under the shelter of grandfather Bhishma and the other elders in the family like Dhritarashtra.
所以当时呢，这些圣人们就建议说呢，两位母亲最好带着孩子能够回到 Hastinapur， 并且在那儿呢去得到 Bhishma 祖父以及在家里面的其他的长者的庇护和照顾。
So when they were accompanied by great sages, by great personalities, and when they were arriving in Hastinapur, Bhishma, Dhritarashtra, and Vidura, they came out of the city to receive them, to welcome them.
所以呢，当他们在森林里的圣人们陪伴着回到 Hastinapur 的时候，来到 Hastinapur 的城前的时候呢。那么Bhishma Dev 还有Dhritarashtra 还有 Vidura 都到城门来接他们。
And so even the citizens they all came out of the city because they were expecting that Pandu would come back because Pandu was actually the king, and then they were hearing the news that Pandu actually had passed away.And these were the children, his children. So, and they were not ordinary children. They were conceived by great demigods on behalf of Pandu, and they were all very special children. So, everybody got to know this news because nobody knew about their situation.
那不仅是这些家里的长者出来了，不仅是 Bhishma Dev、Vidura 和 Dhritarashtra 来了，就连这个城里的所有的这些臣民们也都出城来接他们，因为臣民们他们其实是在期待着他们的国王潘度王能够回来，但是呢却听到了潘度王去世的这个消息，但是呢知道就是潘度的孩子们将要回来了，而且呢他们也知道潘度的孩子们都不是普通的孩子，都是半神人们，代表着潘度王所生下的这些孩子们。
So the sages introduced the children to Bhishma and the other elders of the Kuru dynasty and explained how Yudhishthira, the eldest, was supposed to be the future king.
但是呢，因为大家都不认识这几个孩子，所以说呢，这个森林里面的这些圣人们呢，就把这几个孩子介绍给了Bhishma Dev 还有其他的长者。 然后并且跟他们说呢，这尤迪士蒂尔王呢将是下一位继承者，下一位的王位继承者。
Before I mentioned Madri, but that Madri actually had passed away when her husband died, she entered in a fire when the husband died. So it was only Kunti and the children went back to Hastinapura.
刚才呢我也提到了 Madri, 但其实这会儿 Madri 已经随她的丈夫火祭了，所以说呢回来的仅仅是 Kunti 皇后带着她的孩子们一起回来的，所以这会儿没有 Madri 了。
So after leaving Kunti and the children under the care of Bhishma and the elders of the Kuru dynasty, all the great sages, they all left, went back to the forest.
所以呢，当把昆蒂皇后以及所有的这些孩子们很好的托付给了族中的长者之后，托付给了 Bhishma Dev 之后呢？这些森林的圣人们就告辞了，他们又返回森林中去。
So Kunti was carrying the ashes of Pandu and Madri, and so the Dhritarashtra along with Vidura, they organized the funeral rituals by bringing the ashes to be thrown in the Ganges with great funeral rites, you know, proper for a king were performed.
昆提皇后呢带着潘杜王和 Madri 的骨灰，那么Dhritarashtra 和 Vidura 就一起呢为潘杜举行了盛大的国王的这个葬礼，就为国王举行的这种葬礼，然后把他们的骨灰给抛洒进了恒河。
Because he was the king, Pandu was the king, the official king.
因为潘杜王呢是国王，是正式的国王。
All the citizens were there for the ceremony, and they spend 12 days of mourning as what was the proper procedure after a king passed away.
所有的这些臣民们呢全都来参加了国王的葬礼，那么当一位国王去世之后呢，他们的祭奠仪式是要进行12天的。
After this ceremony, one time Vyasadev approached Satyavati, his mother, Satyavati,and told her, my dear mother, the days of great happiness in the Kuru dynasty are setting down like the evening sun.
Who want to approach to Satyavati?
Vyasadeva approached his mother, Satyavati. Remember, Vyasadeva was born from Satyavati before she was born with King Santanu.
Yeah. 那么就是当这个葬礼结束没多久之后呢，Srila Vyasadeva 就来到他的母亲 Satyavati 的面前，对他的母亲说：“我的母亲呢，库鲁王朝现在呢就像是这个落日的余晖一样。”
The happiness in this great dynasty is setting down.
就是这伟大的王朝的快乐和幸福现在正在慢慢的落幕。
So he was forecasting, predicting some bad future for the Kuru dynasty.
所以他在这里面就在预言着一些库鲁王朝将来会发生的厄运。
He told her this empire would not endure very long.
所以呢，他就得告诉他，就是这个帝国呢不会再持续太长的时间了。
So you should not remain and witness the annihilation of your dynasty.
所以说呢，您不能就在这里坐等着。眼睁睁的看着自己的 王国的陨落。
It will be too painful for you.
因为这对您来说呢，实在是太痛苦了。
So therefore, I encourage you to enter in a forest and fix your mind on the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，我鼓励您隐退到森林中，并且将您的心意专注在至尊主，专注于至尊主。
So Satyavati took the advice of Varsan Vyasadeva and accompanied by Ambika and Ambalika, the mother of Dhritarashtra and Pandu, they went to the forest and practiced meditation and finally attained perfection and went back to Vaikuntha.
所以呢，萨迦瓦提就听从了Śrīla Vyāsadeva的建议，他呢就在安比克和安比利克的陪伴之下隐退到了森林之中。安比克和安比利克呢就是Dhritarashtra王和潘杜王的母亲，所以呢他们在森林里面呢就进行冥想，最终呢他们达到了完美，回到了守身的回到了 Vaikuntha， 回到了守身身边。
So now the Pandavas, the five Pandavas, still small children, they were getting accustomed to the life of opulence in the palace, because before they were living in a forest. So they were getting habituated to the life in the palace.
那么与此同时呢，这 Pandava 五兄弟呢，他们还是孩子。然后他们现在慢慢的在开始习惯他们在皇宫中的富裕的生活，因为他们之前呢是生活在森林里面的，一切都非常的简单。
And the other children also, they were there, the children of Dhritarashtra, the other children, and the five brothers, so there were many children there to play together every day. That's what children do.
那在这个皇宫里面呢，其实有很多孩子的，因为还有 Dhritarashtra 王所生的这100个孩子，加上这 Pandava 五兄弟，所以他们天天在皇宫里面就是玩，因为孩子嘛，干的事就是玩。
And we know children they always like to wrestle, to have fights, you know, for little things they fight with each other. So and in their fights, Bhima, you know, really showed.Proved that he was much superior to anyone of all these children.
那么这个孩子呢，他们是很喜欢打斗的，而且有的时候就会为一点小事就会打来打去的。那么在打斗的这个过程中呢 ，Bhima 他就显现出来了，他是非常的卓越超凡的，他比其他的孩子们都能打。
And he was always harassing the children of Dhritarashtra, always harassing them.
而且呢，他也老是在欺负对的 Rashtra 的那些孩子们。
Would pull them down by their hair and drag them on the ground. Their hairs pull down from their hairs.
Yeah, 他有的时候呢就会拉着他们的头发呀，然后把他们给拽倒在地上。
He was very fast, very fast, faster than as fast as the wind.
而且他的动作非常的快，他比风的速度还要快。
And he had a voracious appetite. He could eat so much food.
而且他的食量惊人，他可以吃的很多的食物。
So sometimes in his playful mood, accidentally, sometimes Bhima would really hurt the children of Dhritarashtra. I mean, not in a purpose way, but.In his mood of fighting and being so strong, so powerful, even as a child, he would really hurt them very badly.
但是这个 Bhima 他因为太强壮了，虽然是然后他有的时候在开玩笑的这个时候呢，他就一不小心的就会弄伤 Dhritarashtra 的那些孩子们。虽然他并不是故意的，但是就是会把这孩子给伤得很厉害。
Sometimes swimming on a river in a Ganga.He would go underneath the water and pull the children, many of the children of Dhritarashtra under the water until they were almost suffocated under the water, and then they would release them.
然后他有的时候呢，他们在这个恒河里面游泳，然后呢 ，Bhima 他就会潜到水底，然后呢就会把Dhritarashtra的孩子们一下子给拽到水底， 然后直到他们都喘不上气来的时候，他才会把他们给放上放放放放出来。
And sometimes the children would climb a tree to catch and to pick up fruits, and Bhima would come and shake the tree, and the fruits and the children of Dhritarashtra would fell to the ground.
那而且还有的时候呢，这个孩子们会爬到树上去摘果子，然后在树底下的 Bhima 呢，他就使劲晃这棵树，这么一晃，这树呢就把树上的孩子和果子全都给晃下来了。
Yeah, it was a childish play. It was not based on envy or any hatred or anything. It was just his playful mood. But because he was so strong, so powerful, many times he would create harm to the children of Dhritarashtra.
这个 Bhima 呢，他其实他就是要玩儿，他其实没有任何的恨呐、啊，或者是嫉妒啊，没有这样的这些心态。但他就是在玩的这个时候呢，因为这一手这么一重呢，就把Dhritarashtra的孩子就给伤着了。
So as they were growing up, it became very obvious that Bhima could challenge all the other children of Dhritarashtra at one time.
所以说呢，在这孩子们慢慢长大的这个过程中呢，就变成显而易见的是 Bhima 他一个人就能打过Dhritarashtra 的这100个孩子。
So Duryodhana was not happy about that.
所以这就是 Duryodhana 很不开心了。
And as you know, Duryodhana was born in a very evil moment. He had a very evil nature.
而且我们也知道 Duryodhana 他是在一个非常邪恶的时刻降生的，所以说 Duryodhana 他的本性也是很邪恶的。
So he was always envious the fact that he would not be the king, that Yudhisthira would be the king.
而且呢，这个Duryodhana 呢，他总是非常的嫉妒，嫉妒什么呢？就是因为他不能够继承王位，因为 Yudhisthira 王将会继承王位。
Of course, he had his 99 brothers to support him, but the problem was that Bhima was so powerful.That he could defeat all his brothers.
那虽然他有99个弟弟可以支持他，但问题就在于 Bhima 实在是太神勇了 ，Bhima 一个人就能打败这99个兄弟。
So his idea, even though as a young boy, not yet a man, his idea Duryodhana was to exterminate, to kill Bhima.And put Yudhisthira and Arjuna in prison, and then will become the king.
所以说呢，在 Duryodhana 还没有长大成人之前，他就在想着要杀死 Bhima， 然后呢，要把Yudhisthira 和 Arjuna 要给抓起来，要给关到监狱里面，然后呢，他自己能够成为王。
So one time, Duryodhana with this mentality, with this evil mentality.He made arrangement to build a palace on the bank of the Ganges that was for the children to go and sport in the water.
那么那有一次呢，就是有这样的这种邪恶的盘算的时候呢，他就he actually arranged a palace, right? He built a palace.
Yeah, he made a palace to be built. Made a palace to be built in the banks of the Ganges.
然后呢，他呢就安排在恒河的岸边建起了一个皇宫，然后让所有的这些孩子们呢到皇宫里面去玩。
So his plan was to invite the Pandavas to spend time in this palace, and then he was planning to feed.Seeing Bhima was a voracious eater, he was planning to feed Bhima with a poison cake.
然后呢，他安排这些孩子们到恒河去游泳。那他的计划呢，就是请 Yudhisthira 还有 Bhima 呢到皇宫里面来。然后因为Bhima 呢很能吃东西，胃口很大，所以呢他决定要用毒蛋糕给 Bhima 吃。
So.The palace was completed.
这皇宫建好了。
So he invited his cousins, the Pandavas. Let's go to the palace. Let's have some sports in the water. Let's have a picnic and enjoy.
所以呢，他就邀请他的这些堂兄弟们一起到皇宫里面来做客，说那我们一起到皇宫里面来进行一个野餐，然后呢，我们一起到恒河里面去游泳，让我们一起来享受一下这快乐时光。
So Duryodhan brought them to a place to offer them a big feast, and then he brought Bhima a cake that was filled up with poison that could kill 100 people.
然后呢，Duryodhan 就把他们给请到了一个地方，然后这个地方呢，准备了很丰盛的一顿大餐，然后呢，他又专门给 Bhima 上了一块蛋糕。那么这块蛋糕里面呢是下了剧毒的，这个毒药足可以毒死100个人。
And he was feeding Duryodhana, you know, showing very great showing artificial affection for Bhima, and was feeding him personally pieces of cake, giving him cake, and Bhima, because was a voracious eater, he was eating everything.
那么，然后他还假惺惺的向Bhima 表示他是多么的爱着 Bhima。然后呢，他还专门的拿着一块蛋糕，亲自的喂给 Bhima 吃。那因为 Bhima 呢，他的胃口特别的好，他是只要是吃的，他就一定会吃下去的。
So Bhima ate the whole cake with poison.
所以呢 ，Bhima 就把整个这一块毒蛋糕都给吃下去了。
And then, of course, the poison then didn't act immediately. They went to play in the water.
当然，这毒药呢，并不是立刻就发作，所以呢，他们一块儿都到河里去游泳。
So they were playing in the water, but Bhima started becoming tired because of the effect of the poison. He was feeling very tired, so he came out of the water and lay down in the ground, you know, feeling very weak.
那他们在水里边玩的时候呢，就由于这个毒性就发作了。使得 Bhima 呢就感到很累，然后 Bhima 他就从水里面上来之后呢，他就想躺下来，因为他觉得很虚弱很累。
And the other brothers were playing in the Ganga in the water. They didn't see him going out. They didn't pay attention.
而其他的那些兄弟们呢，都还在水里玩，他们并没有注意到 Bhima 现在已经从水里面上来了。
So Duryodhana and some of his brothers took advantage of the situation and bound Bhima with ropes and threw him in another place in the river, you know, with a stone so he could go down into the water.
所以Duryodhana和他的一些兄弟们呢，就利用了这个机会，就五花大绑的把 Bhima 给绑在了一块石头上。然后呢，又把它扔进了河的另外一边，然后这样它就可以顺着这个河一直往下沉。
So he went so down in the bottom of in the deep bottom of the Ganges, and that was the place where the Nagas, the kingdom of the Nagas was situated. Nagas are special serpents that were living in the bottom of the Ganga.
然后Bhima 呢就一直沉到了这个恒河的很底的这个位置，很底部的这个位置。那这个位置呢是 Naga 所居住的王国。Naga 是某一种蛇，他们是住在恒河的河底的。
So, when the Nagas they saw the body of Bhima coming down, they start biting him. Many of those Nagas, hundreds of them were starting biting him.
那么当这些蛇看到 Bhima 游下来的时候呢，那么这成千上万的这些蛇们呢就开始来咬 Bhima 的躯体， Bhima 的身体。
So what happened is because the serpents were poisoned and their poison neutralized the poison that was given to Bhima through the cake. That poison was neutralized by the poison of the snakes.
那发生了什么事情呢？因为这些蛇它们是有毒的，那这个蛇身上的毒呢就抵消掉了Bhima 身上吃的那个蛋糕所发出来的毒。
It says in medicine, also natural medicine, you can cure the effect of poison by taking another poison.
那我们也知道这自然疗法的其中一种方式呢，就是以毒攻毒。
This is every people know this.、Huh? So、mm,
yes.
so what happened is that at that time, Bhima regained consciousness.
那就在那一刻呢 ，Bhima 他又恢复了他的知觉。
So and he broke the ropes, you know, immediately broke the ropes that were binding him and started killing all the snakes that were biting him.
所以呢，他立刻就把这绳子就给挣脱了，然后就开始一个一个的杀死了在咬他的这些蛇。
So the snakes ran away, and swam away, and they went to see their leader, Vasuki.
所以呢，就这些幸免遇难的这些蛇呢，就逃跑了，然后呢，去找他们的国王 Vasuki.
Vasuki happened to be also the son of Vayu.
但是 Vasuki 呢，恰巧也是 Vayu 王的儿子。
Not ordinary snake was like a celestial snake living inside the Ganga.
所以说呢 ，Vasuki 它并不是一条普通的蛇，它也是一条天仙之蛇，是居住在恒河里的天仙蛇。
So when he heard Vasuki heard the report from the snake, he went to the place and he saw that was Bhima, and he was very happy to see Bhima because it was like his brother, son also Vayu.And immediately embraced him and brought him to his planet, to his palace, inside all this happening inside the Ganga.
那么所以说，当他一听到这些蛇们的汇报之后呢，他就来看这个人。那么当他看到了这个 Bhima 的时候呢，他就感到非常的开心，因为看到了自己的兄弟了，因为都是蛙语所生的嘛。所以呢，他就把 Bhima 给请回到了自己的皇宫里面。那我们现在一直都是在恒河里面。
So Bhima then told him about what happened. He was fed, that he had been fed by Duryodhana with a very poisoned cake in order to kill him.
然后呢，Bhima 就向 Vasuki 在讲述发生了什么。他对他说呢，Duryodhana 给他吃了一块很毒的，很就是毒性很大的蛋糕，然后就以这样的方式要把他给杀死。
So Vayu at that time, he prepared 8 bowls of a special nectar, celestial nectar, that he could empower Bhima to have the strength of 10,000 of elephants.
You mean Vayu or Vasuki?
Vasuki Vasuki, the son of Vayu, offered him 8 bowls of a special nectar that could empower Bhima to have the strength of 10,000 elephants.
那这会儿呢，这个瓦苏奎呢，他就为 Bhima 献上了八头公牛。那么这个八头公牛呢，是有特别的甘露，能提供特别的甘露。那么这样的甘露呢，使得Bhima 呢可以得到一万头大象的力量。
So Bhima drank one bowl after another, drank the whole 8 bowls of nectar.
对不起，我重新再说一遍啊，就是这会儿呢，就是 Vasuki 又给就是向Bhima 献上了八碗甘露，这八碗甘露他如果喝下去以后呢，他就能够得到一万头大象的力量，所以说呢 ，Bhima 他就把这一碗一碗的甘露就这样喝下去了。
So he stayed there for some time, and then, and meanwhile, outside of the Ganga, Yudhisthira, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva, they were looking, and they came out of the water. They were looking for Bhima. They could not see him.
在 Bhima 就在瓦苏奎的宫殿里面待了一段时间。那与此同时呢，在恒河外面呢，Yudhisthira 还有 Arjuna 还有 Sahadeva 和 Nakula。他们就在到处找 Bhima， 因为不知道 Bhima 去了哪里。
So they thought the Bhima had already gone back to the palace to their mother.
所以他们就觉得 Bhima 是不是已经回家去了，已经回到妈妈那儿去了。
So Duryodhana, when he didn't see Bhima, was not around, he was convinced that Bhima was dead.
那 Duryodhana 因为呢也没有见到Bhima, 所以呢他就确信 Bhima 已经死了。
嗯。So the brothers, Bhima's brothers, they didn't suspect anything from Duryodhana and his brothers.
但是呢，这个 Yudhishthir 他们就是 Yudhishthir 这几兄弟呢，他们并没有怀疑 Duryodhana 和 Duryodhana 的兄弟们。
So when they went back to their palace and they asked their mama Kunti, and they said, "Mama, where is Bhima? Have you seen him?"
所以呢，当他们一回到皇宫之后呢，他们就去找他们的妈妈，就问妈妈 ，Bhima 在哪儿？有没有见到 Bhima？
And Kunti said, "I know, I didn't see him."
Bhima 说我没有，不是 Kunti 妈妈说我没见到他呀。
So Yudhishthir said, "Yeah, he was swimming with us, and then he came out of the water. He was tired, and he was sleeping on the shore of the Ganga, and while we were playing in the water. So when you came back from the water, he had already disappeared. So we thought he had come back home."
嗯，那 Yudhishthir 就向 Kunti 妈妈解释说呢，当时我们大家一块儿都在河里游泳。然后 Bhima 呢就觉得很累，所以呢他就先上岸了。上岸之后呢，他就在那儿休息睡觉。我们继续玩。然后等我们从水里再上来的时候呢 ，Bhima 已经不在那儿了，所以我们就觉得 Bhima 是不是已经回家了
？So Kunti was very very worried. So you go with your brothers and go and try to find him.
然后这会儿呢 ，Kunti 妈妈就很担心了，她就对 Yudhishthir 说呢：“你赶紧和你的弟弟们一块儿去找他。”
Then Kunti asked for Vidura. He wanted to speak with Vidura, and he told him, "You see, my dear Vidura, Bhima is missing."
然后呢 ，Kunti 同时也去找 Vidura， 对 Vidura 说呢，Vidura， 你看 Bhima 失踪了，不见了。
Bhima was always the first, and was always the strongest. Now Bhima had disappeared, so she was very worried and relate this to Vidura.
因为Bhima 呢，他总是冲在最前面，而且呢，他也是最有力的那个，最结实的那个。但是现在他失踪了，不见了，所以Kunti 就很担心，所以呢，他就把这件事情告诉了 Vidura。
So Kunti told Vidura, "I know that Duryodhana is very envious of Bhima."
那 Kunti 对 Vidura 说呢，我知道 Duryodhana 非常的嫉妒 Bhima。
I know that he's very, very malicious. He's very cruel. He's very, very evil. So his desire, he has a strong desire to obtain the throne. Maybe he killed Bhima. You know.
而且呢，他也非常的邪恶，他也非常的恶毒。所以说呢，而且他也总是想要占据这个王位。所以我在想，他是不是已经把 Bhima 给杀死了？
嗯。So Vidura told her, Do not say this to anyone. Do not lament. Just protect nicely your children, because if you accuse Duryodhana, they may make a plot to kill all your other sons. So better you don't mention anything. Don't grieve.
所以呢，Vidura 对 Kunti 说呢，你先不要对任何人讲这件事情。而且你也不要表现出悲伤之色，你现在要做的事情呢，就是要很好的保护你的孩子们，因为如果要是指责 Duryodhana 杀死了 Bhima 的话，那也许可能别的人或者有人就会设计把你其他的孩子都给杀死，所以这会儿呢你千万什么也别说。
Don't worry, Vyasadeva has foretold that your sons will live very long.
嗯。你不用担心，因为 Vyasa 他曾经预言说呢，你的孩子们都会有很长寿的寿命。
So certainly Bhima will come back.
所以 Bhima 一定是会回来的。
But Kunti was in great anxiety.
但是 Kunti 呢非常的焦虑。
So for 8 days, they could not find Bhima.
一连八天他们都找不着 Bhima。
after drinking that nectar given by Vasuki, was maybe too intoxicating for him. He slept for deep sleep for 8 days in the kingdom of Vasuki.
那么当毕马当他喝了瓦苏基所给他的这八碗甘露之后呢，由于这八碗甘露的这个力量太大了，导致于毕马一连沉睡了八天，在瓦苏奎的宫殿里面。
And the snakes, you know, the nagas, they were taking very nice care of him.
那这些蛇们，就这些 naga 们呢，把毕马照顾得特别的好。
So after when he finally woke up, then Vasuki said, "Now it's better you go back." And don't worry now, you have this nectar of the demigods, and this will give you the vitality as of 10,000 elephants. Nobody can defeat you in battle.
所以呢 ，Vasuki 就对他说呢，就是八天之后，当 Bhima 终于醒过来的时候呢 ，Vasuki 就对他说，那你现在最好还是赶紧回家去吧。但是呢，你不用担心，因为你现在喝了半身人的甘露，所以呢，这个甘露呢是会让你有一万头大象的精力，所以没有任何人能够击败得了你了。
So go back home because your mother is in great anxiety.
所以你现在赶紧回家去吧，因为你妈妈都担心死了。
So they dressed him in very nice clothes and ornaments, and they brought him outside of the Ganga.
所以他们就给 Bhima 进行了一番精心的装扮之后。把他给送出了恒河。
So Bhima run to the city and enter in the palace of his mother.
所以呢 ，Bhima 就一路奔回他所在的这个城市，然后呢，奔回他妈妈在的皇宫。
He ran to the city and to his mother's palace and bow down to her feet.
Yeah, 他就一路奔回他所在的城市，一路奔回到。就又狂跑到他妈妈所在的皇宫里面，然后跪倒在妈妈的莲花足下。
Quinti Mama was so happy to see him back, embraced him, and she was crying. And all the brothers came and embraced him with great affection. And then Bhima relate to them everything that had happened.
所以当 Quinti Mama 看到 Bhima 回来之后呢，她实在是太开心了，她拥抱了他。然后呢，就开心的哭了起来。那与此同时呢，他的所有的这些兄弟们呢，也都来了，彼此之间呢，展现了相互之间的兄弟之情。然后 Bhima 呢，就把所有发生的这些事情原原本本的都给他们讲了。
How he was poisoned by Duryodhana, how he went down, and they threw him into the Ganga, and he went to the bottom of the Ganga, and he was bitten by the Nagas, and then.Helped by Vasuki, told the whole incident how he got the special nectar that will make him more strong than 10,000 elephants.
他就把所有的这些细节都讲给他们听了。当时杜尔丹如何拿蛋糕把给他下了毒，然后呢，如何把他给捆了起来，把他扔进了恒河，然后他又如何沉进了恒河的河底，然后如何被这些 Naga 蛇们咬。然后呢，又如何的进入到了瓦苏奎的这个宫殿里面？然后又如何由瓦苏奎给他喝了这个甘露，使得他现在呢拥有了一万头大象的精力
？So the spirit told him, "We don't speak of this to anyone."
那尤迪斯提尔王对他说呢，就这件事情，我们可千万要秘而不宣。
From now on, we have to protect each other.
从现在开始呢，我们必须要好好的保护彼此。
The only person we can trust is Vidura, who can be our guide, and with this careful guidance, no harm can come to us.
那在这里面的所有人中呢，我们能够相信的只有 Vidura, 而且 Vidura 呢，他可以指导我们。那在 Vidura 的指导之下呢，我们是不会被任何人伤害的。
So here you can see, even before Yudhishthira becomes the king.Comes to age to become the king, there is already so much plot, so much conspiracy to annihilate the Pandavas.
所以我们可以看到，在尤迪士蒂尔还没有长成人，还没有继承王位之前，就已经有各种各样的阴谋的产生，要迫害这些孩子们了，就判迫害。
And so many difficulties will come upon them in the future.
而且呢，他们在将来的生活中呢，也遇到了各种各样的困境。
And this is part of the mission of the Lord. Paritranaya Sadunam, he comes to protect his devotees.
但是呢，这也是主他要完成的一部分的使命。那么主他的到来呢，是为了要保护他的奉献者们。
And he comes to destroy the demons, the impious. Vinashaya Saduskritam, he comes to annihilate those.Who are against his devotees.
那么主他来的还有另外一个目的呢，就是为了要斩杀恶魔，要去斩杀那些迫害他的奉献者的人。
But no matter how evil is the person, how good is the person, how devoted it is a person, whoever participates in this drama of Mahabharata, they are all special souls, and they are all going to be benefited because they areplay in the drama of the Lord.
但是呢，无论这个人他是一个好人，他还是一个坏人，他还是主的奉献者，但是就是由于他们参加了主所安排的马哈巴尔特的这场大戏，使得他们都会受益，因为呢，他们全部都是在主的这场安排之中扮演了一个很重要的角色。
So stay tuned for the next episode.
所以呢，请大家要拭目以待的等待着下一集的亲情讲述。
So if there is any question or comment or any realization, then you can express yourselves.
那么，所以大家如果是有任何的评述或者任何的问题，或者是想说点什么的话呢，请大家。踊跃的发言。
Hare Krishna, Dadakini Madaji. 请稍等一下哈，稍等一下。
Smukhi Maji said that please hold on for a little while.
Yes. It takes always a little time.
就总是会花一点时间要等着大家，所以呢，等待中。
Meanwhile, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here is the first question.
Yeah, the first question from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 感恩亲爱的阿叔和 Dana Kelly Mataji, 谢谢您。请问Bhima 被毒害而却没有受到伤害，反而因祸得福。是否说明主的纯粹的奉献者不管遇到什么都会得到主的保护呢? Actually, thank you very much. My question is that Bhima has been poisoned by Duryodhana. However, he hasn't been harmed. As a matter, on the contrary, he gets some blessing. He gets some benefit from it. So if this means that for the pure devotees of the Lord, whatever he encountered, whatever situation he is put it in, he is always be protected by the Lord.
Yes. The devotee is always protected by the Lord, and whatever situation is put in is the Lord's arrangement for his benefit, even though it seems a harmful situation.Still, there is always the beloved, the affectionate.
的确是这样的。那么主的纯粹的奉献者，他总是被主所保护着的。即便是 他看似的好像被处在的是一个好像对他有害的这样的情景之中，但其实呢，苏拉叔，even this harmful situation actually is also
is if it's a harmful situation, Krishna will be always there to give a special protection.
Okay, 那么即便是好像看似他是被放置于一个有害的这么一个情形之中，但其实在这个情形里面 ，Krishna 始终都会在他的身边，在保护他。
And you're going to see Kunti and her children, the Pandavas, they are going to undergo so many trials, so many tribulations, so many terrible situations. But in any situation, Krishna will be there to protect them, to guide them.
事实上，我们可以看到 Kunti 皇后以及她的孩子们呢，将会被置于很多的试炼的情形之中。然后呢，也会被处于很艰难的境地之中。但是呢，无论是处在哪一个状况下，其实Krishna 都始终在那里，在指引着他们。
If the Lord wants to protect His devotee, nobody can destroy His devotee. If the Lord wants to destroy somebody, nobody can protect him.
如果主他要是想保护他的奉献，如果主要想保护某人的话。没有任何一个人可以毁灭得了这个人，但如果要是主想要毁掉这个人的话，那没有任何一个人可以保护得了他。
So the Lord is the supreme controller.
那所以说主呢，他是至尊的控制者。
Nothing moves in this world without the sanction of the Lord.
在这个世界上，没有任何一样事情是。不在主的训令之下而发生的。
But if you remain on the side of the Lord, on the side of the devotees, then we will always be protected.
但是如果我们要是始终站在主的身边或者站在主的奉献者的身边的话，那也就意味着我们永远都是被保护的。
Yeah, we may leave our bodies, we may die of COVID, but Krishna will protect us, will bring us to Him.
那么也许可能我们是会被新冠病毒所杀，但是呢 ，Krishna 他会保护我们，把我们给带回到他的身边。
No problem.
对，没问题。
We are under the personal protection of the Lord. When we start rendering devotional service to the Lord gives a special protection to His devotee. This is His promise.
那么当我们开始为主 Krishna 做奉爱服务的时候，那也就意味着我们是在主的亲自的保护之下的。那么这是主的承诺。
And this we have to accept this with confidence, with faith.
而且呢，我们也必须要满怀信心的，非常的自信的接受主，就是去相信主的这个承诺，去接受主的承诺。
Okay. Next question.
The next question is from, this is from Gaura Priti Mataji. She said that her question has been asked by Smukhi Radha Mataji. So here she said that, please accept her. Yeah, I mean, her question is the same as Smukhi Radha Mataji's question. So here she just said that, I just want to show my humble obeisances to you, very respectable dear Ashu, and also say,And wish you a very beautiful night.
Thank you.
谢谢
Good night to you.
然后也祝您晚安。So the next question is from Dasi, 顶位阿叔。昆蒂皇后和 Pandava 兄弟是纯粹奉献者。Krishna 为他们设置的困难的目的是什么呢？这么纯粹的奉献者们还需要主的考验吗？或者主想要荣耀他们，为世人树立好榜样来学习他们的奉爱精神？Dasi Mataji asked, please accept my humble obeisances to you, dear Ashu. Because Kunti and the Pandava brothers are very pure devotees of the Lord. So what is the purpose for Lord Krishna to arrange this many difficulties for them? Because they are so pure, for such pure devotee,Do they still need any trial at all? Or actually the Lord want to using this opportunity to glorify them and to let them to build up a good example for the people in the society or in the world?
Yeah. Yes, you give the answer in the end.
其实您是自己给了答案。
Yes, yes, because, yeah, they don't need to be put into trial or test, but they are used by the Lord to give us a good example how to endure tests without losing their faith in the Lord.
那么他们其实不需要有任何的考验或者试炼，但是呢，主呢，利用他们，把他们处在这样的境地之中呢，是为了要让他们为世人展示一种榜样，让他们就展示出当人处于试炼或者考验的时候，如何还能继续的对主充满了信心。
And only pure devotees can endure very severe tests without breaking their faith.
而且只有主的纯粹的奉献者才能够在不打破自己的信心的情况下去经历很严酷的试炼。
Later on in the prayers, Quinti Maharani is gonna mention that. Let those calamities, when Krishna left them, after Yudhisthira become the king, the war is finished, everything is settled, everything is peaceful now, and Krishna left, went back to his kingdom. And Kunti was lamenting, let those calamities, all those tests and tribulations come back again, because at that time we had always your presence, your personal association. Now you are leaving.
那么后来在 Kunti Maharani 的祈祷中呢，就展现了这一点。因为后来在战争结束之后，尤迪士蒂尔王成为了这个星球的大帝之后呢，一切都变得安然。都变得安然无恙之后，那么 Sri Krishna 他就离开了他们，启程回到自己的国家去了。那么这会儿Kunti Maharani 他就祈祷说呢，让所有的这些灾难再次降临于我们吧，因为当有在灾难和我们在一起的时候，您始终都和我们在一起，可是现在一切都过去了，可是您却离开了我们。
So yes, they can tolerate this because they know the Lord is always there and he knows the Lord has a plan. So they have confidence, they have faith.
所以呢，他们是可以忍受这一切的，因为他们知道主始终都在那里和他们在一起，而且呢，这些都是主的计划和安排。所以呢，他们是对主有充满了信心的。
That's why there is a statement, one sentence of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, the path of the devotees, the path of devotion is paved with thorns.
那所以为什么 Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 就有这样一句话，他说呢，奉爱之途是由荆棘所铺的道路。
We are confronting material energy illusion. We are confronting illusion, so we are going against the current. So there will be always difficulties.
因为我们所面对的呢是物质能量，我们所面对的是虚幻，所以说呢，我们总是会在逆流中前行的，就是总是会有困境的。
But if we take shelter of Krishna, we will be ultimately victorious.
但是如果您要是脱避于 Sri Krishna 的话呢，终极来说就是会取得胜利。
If we don't take shelter of Krishna, anyone who does not take shelter of Krishna in this material world eventually will be defeated by material energy.
但是如果要是不脱避于 Krishna, 那么在这个物质世界呢，其实任何一个不脱避于 Krishna 的人最终都是会被这个物质能量所击败。
Next question.
The next question from Smukhi Radha Maharaji. Kunti 母亲在孩子遇到危险之后被告知不要自己贸然行事，而是观察和等待事情的发展，是否告诉我们奉献者即使遇到危险也不应该慌张，而是应该祈祷主的仁慈，看主接下来怎么安排，是吗？ Krishna 总是完美的安排一切。Mother Kunti, When she knows that one of his children is in dangerous, but Vidura told him, you know, be quiet and not to really be lamented and reveal this to anyone, to wait and see what, how the things happen. If this try to suggest to us, when the devotee encounter in the difficulties or dangerous, then we shouldn't be in panic. Now we need to pray the mercy from the Lord and you know, to observe, you know, what will happen, what's the arrangement from the Lord for next step. And whatever the arrangement from the Lord is perfect.
Yes, yes, this is our, this is how we should act.
是的，这个确实是我们应该从事的方式。
We should be introspective.
而且我们也应该自省。
Think why this situation is happening, why I'm put in this particular situation, why this is happening to me. We should be introspective, not speculative, starting, oh, why is this person do this to me? Why I am a victim of this? Why, what did I do wrong? Why they are doing this to me? No, the devotee is introspective. We see why, what Krishna wants to teach me through this particular situation.
那么当我们遇到一种境况的时候呢，作为一个奉献者，我们就应该自省，我们应该再想一想。我们为什么会被置于这样的一个境地？那当我们处在这样的境地的时候 ，Krishna 想要教导我们什么呢？那我们就要在从这里面要吸取什么样的教训呢？而不是我们心智推敲的在想，为什么这个人这么对我呀？为什么我被就这么处在这样的一种状态之中呢？为什么这样的不公平的事情就发生在我身上了呢？不是这样的一个态度。
We should always avoid to play the victim mentality, to develop the victim mentality.
我们总是要让自己避免去处在这种受害者的心态。
We are victims of only one thing.
那其实我们只是对于一件事来说是受害者。
We are victims of our past misdeeds.
就我们是我们过往的错误的行为的受害者，就我们自己所做的错事的受害者。
Okay, thank you very much for your questions. Oh, there is one more.
One more from Darcy. 阿叔，您提到了 Vidura 是 Pandava 兄弟当时唯一相信和可以保护他们的人，请问 Bhishma 当时也不能保护 Pandava 兄弟吗？Ashu, just now you mentioned that the Pandava brothers said that actually only the Vidura is the one they can trust and the one can protect them and guide them. What about Bhishma Dev? At that time, the Bhishma Dev cannot be the protector to them?
Yes, to a certain extent it could, but Bhishma Dev was playing the role of a politician. And politicians... sometimes are very, I say, are not neutral. Politicians are not to be trusted, let's say.
从某种程度上来说呢 ，Bhishma Dev 是可以保护他们的。但是呢 ，Bhishma Dev 当时呢，他也是是一位政治家。所以说呢，作为一个政治家呢，他有的时候呢是不能够保持中立的。所以呢，从某种意义上来说，政治家的话是不能够完全信任的。
Yes, he was certainly very affectionate to the Pandavas, and certainly they had great trust in him. But they trust Vidura much more because Vidura was very saintly, very brahminical, and was not attached to any position of power. He was not involved in politics, so naturally, they trusted more Vidura than anybody else.
那他们其实也知道 Bhishma Dev 是很爱他们的，那他们呢也是某种程度上来说呢是信任 Bhishma Dev， 但是和 Vidura 相比，他们更加的信任 Vidura， 因为 Vidura 他是一位非常圣洁的人，而且呢他也不会依附任何一个位置，他也不会对任何一件事情有求，他不会去依恋于任何一种状态。所以说呢，他们就更加的依附于，就是更加的信任 Vidura， 和其他的人相比。
Yes. Vidura was more trustworthy.
所以呢，就是维杜拉他更加的值得信任。
And any Vidura was always there to give them good advice and give good indication, good counseling. They had experience of that.
而且呢，他们已经体验到了维杜拉总是在那儿给他们很好的建议，给他们很好的指导。
Any other question?
No, the last one is Mukhi Radha Maji said that thank you very much for your beautiful lecture and
Danakeli translation, beautiful translation. Danakeli, I made the fa'i. Yes, I'm reading. Yes. Shesini Danakeli Mataji, Shesini.
You're very cool, Vashu. You even read Chinese.
Oh,
wow.
Mayo, Danakeli, Danfa'i, Obunen Shuoshema.
Thank you, Ashu.
Mayo Rentindon Oshuoda. So, Mayo Danakeli, Mayo Banfa.
Thank you, Ashu.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Hare Krishna.
非常非常感谢大家。Hare Krishna.
Jai, Mahabharata ki jai, Srila Vyasadeva ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari, Hari Bo.
Asu ki jai. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的晚上这节非常美妙的 Mahabharata 的课程呢，由阿叔讲述的这节课程呢就结束了。非常感恩 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 为我们安排了这么好的平台。感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的晚上，祝大家晚安，深深的顶拜大家 ，Hare Krishna。